Hey, welcome back to Project Independence and You. We're talking with Thomas Cerna, who is the founder of YouthHire.com. And YouthHire.com matches up young folks between the ages of what?
16 and 26.
Who are willing to do odd jobs with homeowners in the community who need some work done. At this time of year, Tom, one of our biggest issues at Project Independence is snow.
Mm-hmm.
Snowfall comes and our phones don't stop ringing. Help, help, help. I can't get out of the house. I can't get down the driveway. And it's something that we just don't have the resources to do.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How about you?
A lot of people, they don't want the snow, but I guess in my case, I would want the snow. that's something you can't predict, a snowstorm. And when it hits, and you need somebody that's available, like on short notice. So, you know, going back to the question you asked before, why somebody would register with the site without having a job to post right away, that would be a perfect example. You could register with the site, and then when the snowstorm hits, then you can post your job to the site. And then, you know, you have 120 kids that are signed up to the site. And I know a few of them are people that would do snow shoveling jobs.
Mm-hmm. How do you price the work?
Well, actually, I don't price. It's sort of like it's free market at its purest. Mm-hmm. You would post your job and then you'd price it. So it would either be a lump sum payment or per hour. So, you know, it's up to the homeowner, the job provider, what they feel would be a fair price for that job. And, you know, if you underprice, you might not receive many applications. So then you might have to increase it. So I'm generally seeing jobs that are paying between $12 and $15 an hour, although I've seen some that have been paying $20 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the price, the range has been pretty decent.
Yeah, that isn't bad.
No.
My grandsons would work for that. But they're not in that area, which is unfortunate. And some of our listeners in the town of North Hempstead are covered by your site, but not all. So I was disappointed when you said your next stop is Sayville. Why Sayville?
Actually, I have somebody that I met through the marketing. Articles that were written up, and he read the article, and he's from Sayville, and he's gotten involved. His name's Chad Smith, and he's very well connected in Sayville. So we've been working through the school system there, trying to get the word out, and we've had a few jobs that have been posted on the site from Sayville.
So that's interesting.
The way it'll work, I think, is it's going to be people trying out the site, and then word of mouth, and then more people will use it. And then when we get to be more well-known, then we can go into other regions and have a quick turnover, as opposed to now, where we're just getting started.
You're a perfect partner for Project Independence. And I really think that the folks here who are from still connected with Project Independence should think about
Whatever we can do, you know, we'd love to work with you. I really think that there's so many applications for seniors with this site.
Absolutely.
It's nice to know that they would have a connection into their community with local young adults. This is the first time that a site such as this has existed. We look at this as being a unique concept that has not been tried before. And it's something that it connects the community, and it allows for an outlet for people to be connected with each other.
Do you have the capacity on your website to do reviews like some websites do? Like I called, you know, I went on the website, I found this young person, and they did a fantastic job, 5 stars or whatever.
Yeah.
So you do that.
As a guide for homeowners.
So how are the reviews?
So far,
yeah,
they've been really good. Every kid that's been doing these jobs has gotten really good reviews, and we have testimonials on the site that'll show that.
That's great. So they're reliable. They
show
up.
It gives you a sense of it's not a blind item. You know?
No, it's been very positive, and you know we're working. in what I would consider some very nice areas, and you know, the demographic of, you know, where we're at right now, has a nice school system, and you know, it, the community revolves around that school system. The kids are the glue to that community, so it's really a neighbor helping neighbor kind of a website that we really feel could be, you know, quite beneficial to the seniors. And when you think about in an emergency situation, that could really come in handy for a senior as well. Snowstorms, power outages, they'll be connected, you know, to local area kids in the community. So if they've already established a relationship through maybe prior jobs, they will have somebody at their, you know, at their service, let's say.
One of the problems is that our older seniors and the 85 and up contingent is the fastest growing contingent of seniors in our town and across the country. Very small percentage of them use the internet. Is there, have you come up with a way for them to contact your service by phone?
Well, one way this is beneficial to the seniors also is for, let's say, individuals who have senior parents. So you, as that individual, if you live, you know, far away, say from your senior parent, you could post a job from wherever you're at for a local, you know, young adult to help out your senior parents. So that's one way to get around that. I would also suggest, and you know, we've put that out on the site, that if you, you know, need any assistance to post a job, you know, feel free to contact us at you know, through the website.
So there's no 1-800 youth hire yet, huh?
Not a 1-800, but we do have emails, you know, email addresses that they could contact us.
Yeah.
So again, you know, I think through the connectivity of the site, that there would be ways for a senior citizen that might not have that ability on the computer, that they would be able to put something on the site.
Yeah.
You mentioned that that there's no fee for registering for either the youth or for the homeowner?
That's correct. And just to be clear, the way it would work is the job, when it's posted, you would be required to provide your credit card information. So now that credit card information is stored in the system.
The homeowner.
The homeowner provides the credit card information. And then when the job is completed, they make payment through the site. And what happens is payment is received into the business bank account under my business's name. And then I will move the amount that's due to the youth hire. We're calling the kids youth hires. I'll move the money to them. So it's an electronic transfer.
Like a PayPal for...
Exactly. We use PayPal, and we also use something called Pop Money, which is a service provided by Citibank. So, you know, this site, or a site such as this, would not have been available probably 5 years ago because, you know, of all the advancements in technology. You know, so,
yes.
I mean, this is something that I think, you know, I mean... technology can be destructive in society, or it can be constructive. And we see this as something that benefits not only the homeowner job provider, but also the young adult, who this could help them, you know, get outside and make connections that could lead to, you know, something that could benefit them, you know, career-wise or job-wise. I mean, we've already had some stories where somebody just did a simple job of putting a tarp over a truck for somebody, and that person has their own business, and they're considering bringing him on as somebody that could help run that business. So it's from a basis, from a simple odd job, that you're making a connection that wouldn't have been available before this site existed.
And you also point out that it's good for the local economy.
Exactly.
Because the kids are earning money.
That's right.
Which they spend.
That's right. And I think it's also
they
good.
They love spending
exactly.
It, right?
And I think it's good for the parents, too, because hopefully, you know, when the kid goes to his parent the next time and says, can I have $20 for a slice and a Coke, they'll say, go to youth hire and get a job.
Right. You know,
because it's not cheap. I mean, a movie and a Coke and a slice, it's not cheap out
so,
there.
Tom, do you have a day job? Or not, is this
well, this
it?
Is it. This is it. My background's in financial services.
Okay.
And so I used to manage a room full of stockbrokers. So that got a little too crazy. So now I said maybe a website's the way to go. It was an idea that came to me, and either you can just sit on it or you can say, let me see if this will go somewhere.
And it seems to be going somewhere, huh?
You think, a website will be something that people just say, okay, this is great, let's use it, but it's not like that. You really have to push it, and you have to market it, and you have to get the word out, and, I think something like this is something that really depends on word of mouth, and that the more people that use it will get, see how it helps them, and then, they'll spread the word.
Well, I think it's a great idea, and as you pointed out earlier, it is a for-profit entity. We normally here on the show, neither the town nor the school nor the radio station recommend for-profit businesses, but when we're interested in a topic, we usually find that the people who are in the business are the ones who have the information. And of course, this is a brand new, interesting idea that we really wanted to learn more about.
No, I appreciate that.
You will be expanding your area.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, and you get, as your material says, 15% of whatever the job pays.
That's right.
And that's how you make your living, and you're certainly entitled to do that. So, thank you so much.
I wish
much.
It could be done for free, but, somehow these sites are, they require some up front. So. It's
thanks.
We hope it helps everybody
us.
Out there. Thank you for having me.
It was a pleasure, and we wish you the best of luck, and can't wait till you come to North Hempstead.
Just let me know.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
All right. We're going to be back with Duffy's Tavern. Stay tuned.